Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Cadillac Jukebox by James Lee Burke, narrated by Mark Hammer. This book is copyrighted 1996 by James Lee Burke. This recording is copyrighted 1996 by Recorded Books. No one was surprised when Aaron Crown was accused of assassinating the most famous civil rights leader in Louisiana. But it took 28 years for the system to put him in Angola Penitentiary. Now, Crown is proclaiming his innocence and asking Dave Robichaud for help. And now, Cadillac Jukebox.
Chapter 1. Aaron Crown shouldn't have come back into our lives. After all, he'd never really been one of us anyway, had he? His family, shiftless timber people, had come from North Louisiana, and when they arrived in Iberia Parish, they brought their ways with them, occasionally stealing livestock along river bottoms, poaching deer, perhaps, some said, practicing incest. I first saw Aaron Crown 35 years ago when, for a brief time, he tried to sell strawberries and rattlesnake watermelons out on the highway, out of the same truck he hauled cow manure in. He seemed to walk sideways like a crab, and wore bib overalls even in summertime, and paid $1 to have his head lathered and shaved in the barber shop every Saturday morning. His thick, hair-covered body gave off an odor like sour milk, and the barber would open the front and back doors and turn on the fans when Aaron was in the chair.